Welcome to the Life Songs Blogcast. Hey, I'm Libby, and this is my blog, Quarantine Chronicles. Yep, it's springtime in New Orleans, and I wish this was smell-o-vision because the jasmine in front of my house right now is in bloom, and it smells amazing. I wish I could share it with you. It is one of the things I'm very grateful for these days. And then there are home haircuts, you know, moments of desperation and needing to control something in a tangible way when everything feels out of control. This was a terrible idea, by the way. My much shorter hair with the very long gray roots is going to be kept in a permanent top knot for the foreseeable future. There are also beautiful days involving a picnic lunch or dinner outside in the backyard, even an attempt at s'mores on the dusty old fire pit we haven't used in a while. And those days are courtesy of my husband's phone and a musical instrument app. That's right, we resorted to screen time to lure our three-year-old outside for some quality family fun time. I say all of this to say, whatever you're doing and however you're doing it these days, hey, you're doing it and you're not alone. There is nothing normal about this new normal. And there will be wonderful moments filled with laughter when we're enjoying our slower pace and our family time. And there may also be more frustrating times of anxiety, sleepless nights, worrying over the future and all the things that we can't control. I just want to encourage you to give it all to God. Talk to Him every day. Give Him thanks for the flowers in bloom and the family meals together, and give over the worry and fear to Him too. He understands all of it. He knows all that you're going through, and He loves you. I know it's hard to not have a finish line to look toward right now, but if you can, try to look to the sidelines, because that's where Jesus is, right alongside you every step of the way. Even in isolation, you are not alone. He's with you. He is good, and He loves you. And I'm praying for you to have many more moments to come that are filled with laughter and s'mores making and reflecting on God's goodness and faithfulness.